on his own. If I remember the names of the Cameron, I think his name was Cameron and Cody, his dog, they decided to go for a walk in the park. They were bored that day, and so they took their two friends, the frog and the turtle, in the bucket, and they took them into the city park to explore the park. Well, the frog immediately got bored and decided he was going to explore on his own because he saw all kinds of wonderful animals and some good-looking butterflies that he thought he might have for breakfast. So he jumped out of the bucket and watched as Cameron and Cody walked off down the path. He even waved goodbye. He saw some good-looking flowers, and in the flowers were some butterflies that he thought this might be a good breakfast. So zap went his tongue, and he brought back a great big luscious, what he thought was a butterfly, but it was really a bee. And the bee wasn't very happy about being decided to have somebody have him for breakfast. So he stung the frog, and his tongue, poor old tongue, just swole up with a big knot in it from being stung by the bee. Well, after that, he did some more exploring, and he saw two people having a picnic lunch. And he thought, I wonder what is in that picnic basket, and I'm going to go over and explore in there. But he climbed in the basket, and just as he did, the lady reached in the basket to get something out, and instead of grabbing a sandwich or something like that, she grabbed the slimy old frog. Oh, she screamed and hollered and threw everything up in the air, threw her coffee, threw the basket, and the frog jumped happily off down towards the pond. Well, when he got down to the pond, he was sitting on a branch, and he decided to look around. Well, here was a little boy who was sailing a wonderful-looking sailing boat. Wow, that looked like a really fun thing to do. So Frog decided he was going to go sailing, and he jumped into the boat. Well, Frog was way too big for the boat, and crash. The boat just sank like a rock. And what happened to the little boy? He was devastated. His wonderful boat was just totally destroyed, and he cried and cried, and the mom came down to try to rescue his boat. Well, Frog was bored with that by now, and so he decided to go explore some more. He saw a lady up on the hill with some kind of a funny-looking wagon. Well, he thought, well, we can go up and see this wagon. Well, there was a cat sleeping by the wagon, but he snuck around and climbed up into the wagon. And there was a little person, something looked like a person, but he was dressed up like a bunny. He didn't understand that. But he decided to stay and visit with his friend, the rabbit person. And while he was doing that, the lady decided it was time for the baby to have a bottle of milk. At the same time, though, the cat had spied the frog and was wondering what was going on up there. Well, the cat jumped up in the wagon. Frog took off with the bottle, and the baby cried and cried. The cat, now he knew, he had a frog in his sight, and he was going to catch that frog. So he chased after the frog, and Frog, boy, he was really getting afraid. He thought that cat was going to catch him. He went as fast as he could, but the cat caught him by the leg and threw him on the ground and was about to gobble him up when here comes Cameron, and Cameron and Cody yelled at the cat, and Cody barked at the cat, and the cat ran off, and the frog was saved from being the cat's lunch. They packed up their things, and the frog was very happy in Cameron's arms, and off they went back home.
I would never carry a frog.
You'd never carry a frog?
Never, ever.
Too disgusting?
Yeah.